Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a big event happening tonight at King's Back Bay. It starts at 8 o'clock. Admission is free. It is the Bachelor in Paradise premiere viewing party. Again, tonight, King's Back Bay, 8 o'clock. Admission is free. Trivia, specialty-themed cocktails. And Chelsea Roy from Season 22 of The Bachelor is going to be hosting. Surprise,
yes.
Annie.
I know. This is so nice.
Surprise.
Good
Annie
morning,
is obsessed.
Everyone.
Annie is obsessed with The Bachelor and The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise.
All of it.
We think it is garbage television that we love to hate to watch. And so Annie watches it. She reports back to us. I want to ask you one question, though. So you were on the season with Ari Lewandowski.
I was. Unfortunately.
Oh, by the way, Chelsea's from Portland, Maine, so she's a hometown girl.
Yes, New England.
Can you really fall in love on a reality TV show? Does that happen, or are you just acting it up for the show to stay longer?
So there are people that go on, and they are definitely acting, but they don't last long. If you're open to understanding the amount of time you have disconnected from the world and able to actually spend investigating and getting to know someone, it does work. You're pulled away from all of your outside distractions and can just get right involved with somebody.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, they take away your phone, everything like that. You don't have access to TV or the newspaper or anything.
You can't call mom to cry.
So, oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, so you don't have your normal support system that you have to figure out for yourself. And by doing that, you're actually figuring out with somebody else because you have no choice but to talk the entire time. So it really is something that works.
But all those women in one place.
Ooh.
I just feel like you might find someone, like you say, you can't cry to your mother, but you have girlfriends you could cry to. But I feel like half of them are backstabbing you-know-whats. And so how do you know who to trust? I knew not to.
Yeah, so there's a fine balance between kind of developing friendships, but also not making it a click, because then other people will start to see that happen and will either steer away from you or team up on you. Not going to lie, I got into a couple cat fights. But that's only because there are some petty things that go down and I don't stand for it. You know, there are more bigger issues out there other than some girl accidentally spilling their wine on another girl's dress. So you do have to be extremely careful about how close you get with people. But with that said, I have some best friends that came out of the show.
So Annie, as we said, loves The Bachelorette.
Yes.
And we even talked last year about her filling out the application for The Bachelor. What advice would you give her if she decides to do it next season?
So what helped me was exposing it all and not being afraid of who I was. I think that they want to see that, because the more vulnerable you become, I guess the more entertaining you are on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be strong-minded, too.
Well, Annie's not that, so forget it.
You're out.
Bye. No rose for you.
Yeah, and just be open to anything happening. I can't say that you can prepare for what is going to happen, but to understand that it is kind of a social experiment, which I was talking about not too long ago, and owning your story with it.
I think the hardest thing is, and we were just talking about this, is like, I'm an open book. I don't really care what people think of me, but the hate and the backlash that you guys get, I just think is so hard, because you are human beings at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And of course, like when I do the recap about this season, I just go in on Luke P because he's a terrible person. But I wouldn't like,
because she knows him.
Because I know him very well. But the fact that like your families, and like, I know you have a son, like to affect those kinds of people in your life, that just is not okay to me.
It's tough, and it's very hard to avoid. A lot of people want to feel like they know you from watching clips of you edited. They put together what you did in certain ways so that it kind of creates a story.
Right.
One thing could have been said the day before, but they make it seem like it was said right after this girl had an issue. So people need to be aware of that. But a lot of people do become extremely emotionally invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And then have judgments that they feel as though they're allowed or they're entitled to say.
Right.
For me, yes, it was very difficult. I took a huge risk because I was a mother. Not only my biggest fear was losing out on time with my son, but to also be or receive backlash for, you know, quote unquote, leaving him. Well, that's not true. I wouldn't have done the show if I was leaving my son. And let me tell you what, our relationship has not changed.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Chelsea Roy is going to be at Kings Back Bay tonight for a Bachelor in Paradise premiere viewing party. This is the show that Annie really wants to get on.
I love
it. Bachelor in Paradise. So what? This is just go and drink and hook up. Is that what that show is, Annie?
Okay, well, that's a little much, but okay, sure. They're on a beach in Mexico. What does it start with, like 10 or 15 of you?
Yeah, yeah. The original cast is about that much.
And then they bring in like people from previous seasons. They bring in maybe someone that you had a relationship with. And it's just a free-for-all, and like I just am so here for it. And I would thrive on a beach in Mexico. Like, sign me up.
So you have to be in The Bachelor or The Bachelorette to get in there
first.
So how much free booze are you allowed on Bachelor in Paradise?
So I don't know if it's free when you're getting kind of embarrassed in front of the public.
Nothing's free.
There's a cost, right?
Exactly. There is a cost to it. But as we were just talking about season four, there was some sort of controversy with Corinne and what had happened. So they did make sure that we are not drinking a lot. And plus, the sun is hot and you instantly become dehydrated. So they're actually really good about taking care of you so everyone's safe.
Did you ever meet a man that you started to fall for or dated through The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or Bachelor in Paradise, any of that?
I did.
You did?
They didn't show it.
Oh, what? So good.
You're
so
kidding
good.
Me.
Of course not.
Was it Ari Lewandowski?
It was not Ari.
No.
Ari,
no.
Have you heard the way she says his name?
There is a lot that they don't show just because there are so many couples. There's so much drama going on. So they're really trying to make this show short and sweet, but grab your attention. My story was definitely not shown. Towards the end, they actually made it out to be me taking... what's his name? Oh, see, Camille. I don't even like him.
Yeah.
But they made it look like I was trying to steal him from Annalise. Well, that same night, somebody came to Paradise to rescue me. Somebody that I couldn't stop thinking about and somebody that didn't get my rose because I was playing my cards safe.
Oh, them Bachelor
producers. The tea! The tea!
Them Bachelor producers
so
are good.
So how long did you date this guy?
A couple months, and then I realized that distance was becoming an issue as we were both settling in our careers and our respective states. It's definitely difficult dating with a child, which is why I took advantage of the show because I could disconnect a little bit and really focus on what my needs were. So unfortunately, it didn't work out. But
are you allowed to tell us who it was?
Yeah. You guys are not going to believe
it. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm going to get judged.
You're going to get judged? No. Luke P.
No, so.
Is that the only guy you know?
Yeah.
Yes. That's all
well, I know
knows.
Ari Lewandowski Jr.
From Becca's season.
Right.
I started dating Nick Spestis.
Nick Spestis.
What?
Yep, see, I knew it.
Annie has mind blown.
What?
Nick Spestis, the Italian lawyer from Jersey, now living in Florida, came back.
Let's go.
Oh, he's a very good looking gentleman. Yeah.
Wow, I'm rattled.
Every picture of him that I just looked up is him without a shirt.
Hey, how you doing?
A lot of them go on the show to take their shirts off.
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Well, if I had a stomach that looked like that, my shirt would be off all day. Okay, Chelsea Roy, again tonight, Kings Back Bay, 8 o'clock.
Annie's ruined for the rest of the show.
I'm not well.
There's a Bachelor in Paradise premiere viewing party again tonight, Kings Back Bay, 8 o'clock. Admission is free. Trivia, specialty team cocktails. And you can meet Chelsea Roy from season 22. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank
it was good to
guys.
Meet you. Annie, surprise.
It's the best surprise ever.
Did we do okay?
Yes, you crushed it. Well, you guys didn't, but Chelsea did. Yeah. That's good enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.